Ben Calloway of Pensacola would benefit from passage of Amendment 4.
Yeah, I was 18 when I got in trouble the first time. I was found in possession of marijuana. I got in trouble for that. I was arrested.
Calloway is now 32, but that arrest after graduation from Washington High School came as he was preparing for delayed entry into the U.S. Marine Corps. Ultimately, he lost the opportunity to enlist. It was a big blow to his life plan.
Boy Scouts, ROTC, everything was gearing up for this moment. And when I couldn't fulfill my dream, I felt a little lost and turned to drugs. Wasn't the best move, but that is what I did.
And it led to a second felony drug arrest, for which Calloway was convicted and spent a year and a half in prison. Since his release 5 years ago, he's been in a holding pattern, waiting to become eligible just to file an application for a chance to go before Florida's Executive Clemency Board.
Clemency is an act of mercy. There is no right or guarantee to clemency. Our decisions are based upon many facts and circumstances.
Governor Rick Scott opening the clemency board meeting in September. He pointed out that cases can only go forward if he wants them to, with no explanation required.
So the process is the governor has to go first. If I decide I don't want to move forward, then the others don't have to take a position or vote. If I decide to make a motion to go forward, then two of the others have to agree or it does not pass.
Honestly, the system of the clemency board itself is one that it's pretty astonishing to watch. You know, it feels like it's up to the whim of the governor.
Based in Pensacola, Sarah Latshaw is deputy political director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida.
If he has a feeling that you have earned your right back, then he will bestow it upon you. But it doesn't feel like there are any parameters that really govern how someone's rights are restored. And so if the governor doesn't feel like doing it on that day, then you will have to, you know, go back to the end of the line.
For decades, ACLU has been part of the movement to restore voting eligibility to people who've lost it because of a felony conviction through legislation and litigation. In this case, the organization helped a citizen-led initiative collect over 1 million petition signatures to get Amendment 4 on the 2018 ballot.
Floridians believe in second chances. We believe in second chances that when someone has completed all the terms of their sentence, that includes probation, parole, paying back fines and fees, that they've earned back their eligibility to vote.
Under Governor Charlie Crist, then a Republican, the Clemency Board restored rights to more than 155,000 former felons. 70,000 regained their voting rights under Governor Jeb Bush. But in 2011, Governor Scott instituted a 5 to 7 year waiting period just to apply, which has slowed the process to a crawl. During his 8 years in office, only about 3,000 applicants have had their rights restored. Earlier this year, a federal court judge declared the process unconstitutional. A ruling is pending from the 11th U.S. District Court of Appeals.
It's time to fix a broken system. Florida is one of only 4 states with a lifetime ban on voting for anyone convicted of a felony, even after they've completed their sentence.
This is a campaign ad from the ACLU-backed grassroots movement Second Chances Florida. ACLU is also a big supporter of the political committee Floridians for a Fair Democracy, which has collected nearly $18 million to campaign for Amendment 4. Additionally, the League of Women Voters of Florida, Florida Tax Watch, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Freedom Partners, a group with close ties to the Koch brothers, are among those supporting the amendment.
We have people that are working on this campaign from all walks of life, from all political parties. Making past mistakes, making bad decisions transcends race, transcends political party. And so I think that's why so many people are working to pass this amendment.
Recent polls show the initiative exceeds the 60% approval needed for passage. But there is some opposition. Floridians for a Sensible Voting Rights Policy, formed by Tampa attorney Richard Harrison, appears to be the only organized challenge to Amendment 4. The Florida Family Policy Council, headed by John Stemberger, is also encouraging Floridians to vote it down. He says it goes too far.
While the amendment does create an exception if you had a felony because of murder or because of a sexual crime, it does allow every other violent criminal to get their rights restored.
We believe that when a debt is paid, it's paid.
Again, ACLU's Sarah Latshaw.
We should welcome people back into our community and hope that they will vote and hope that they will show up and that they will have a job and have a family and be a productive member of our community.
Over the past 5 years, that's what Ben Calloway has been trying to do, working and now thriving in his family business and getting his personal life in order.
I just want to be a normal person. I don't even feel like a person. I'm expected to follow all these rules and be in society and everything, and yet I'm not allowed to contribute anything.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.